The Mishnah Daf Hey Amud Aleph talks about a kosel chotzer shenofa. What's the din? When can we assume that the nitba contributed to the building of the wall becheska shenosan? And when do we say that it's becheska shalonosan? Right. So on Thursday we discussed the first part of the Mishnah. Kosel chotzer shenofa mechayven us levnoso ad arba amas becheska shenosan atshiyavi raya shalonosan. So. Until Dalet Amos, if the wall was only Dalet Amos, even if it were taller, but until the amount, until Dalet Amos, and then we assume that it's Becheska Shanasa, meaning that the Toveya demands something from the Nitba. We had a Macholgas Arishon, and what's the case? Are we talking about that there were Edim, that he was Toveya him to be Porea, or that there were Edim that he built the Kosa? There are some Edim over here that the Toveya did something. The question is, how much did he do? But there's certainly Edim that he built the Kosa. So now comes the Nitba and says, I paid. So what do we do? So the Mishnah says, if it's Dalet Amos or less, so then we assume it's Becheska Shenosa. Becheska Shenosa, he knows the Bezna is going to be Mechayev him. So even if initially he didn't give toward the payment, but we assume that he did give. If he claims Farati, then he did give toward the building of the wall. Fine. Now the Mishnah continues and says, Dalet Amos Ula Malon, Ein Mechayev and Oso. We're not going to force him to rebuild the wall more than Dalet Amos. We're not going to force him to rebuild the wall more than Dalet Amos. Even if the wall were Dalet Amos Mitchila, we're not going to force him to rebuild the wall more than Dalet Amos. Because Hezek Ria is taken care of. You can protect from Hezek Ria as long as it's Dalet Amos. So there's no chiyuv to do more. The Gemara and Beis Hamikdash discussed this at great length. But if they originally built the wall higher than Dalet Amos, why can't we force him to rebuild higher than Dalet Amos? We discussed that at great length. So that's the Mishnah. Adds to that is the Mishnah. So we're not going to force him to build more than to pay for the part of the wall that's more than Dalet Amos. But let's say Samach Lakos Alacher. Let's say he put another Kosel there. The Toveya wants the Nitba. He wants his Shutuf to have to pay more than Dalet Amos. So he says, no, I don't want to pay. Right? And then he says what? Then he says Parati. Then he says, I did pay. So we assume Becheska Shalonasan. He has to bring a raya that he paid. If initially the first person built and the other person did not contribute, so then he has to bring a raya. Right? He has to bring a raya. So says the Mishnah, we're not going to be Mechayev him to contribute, but now if Samach Lokos Alachar, Afabi Shalonasan, Alevis Abtikra, Megagalin, Alevis Ako, Becheska Shalonasan, Achiyavi Raya Shalonasan. Okay, I just jumped the gun. I told you the final word of the Mishnah, right? So Samach Lokos Alachar. Let's say he puts another Kosel next to it. It was this kosel. The kosel fell down, and then it's rebuilt. And now the shutuf puts another kosel over here. So we're not going to be mechayev him. We're not going to be mechayev him to build the kosel. We're not going to be mechayev him to build the kosel more than Dalet Amos. So if the toveya built it more than Dalet Amos, we're not going to force the other guy to contribute more than Dalet Amos. But if Samach Lokos Alacher, let's say he adds another wall. Did he put the ticker on it? No, he didn't put the ticker on it yet. Right? Samach Lokos Alacher, Bishlanason, Olavis Atikra, Megalgalin, Olavis Akol, Becheska Shlanason, Shiavi Rashanason. So then we can force him to pay not just for the chelik of the wall below Dalet Amos, we can force him to pay even for the chelik of the wall that's above Dalet Amos, and here it's Becheska Shalonasan, says the Mishnah. Here it's Becheska Shalonasan. He has to bring a raya that he actually paid in order to be put. So what's the situation over here? What's the situation that we assume Becheska Shalonasan? So the Rishonim are troubled with the same kasha that the Rashba had before. Then why should we trust the Toveya that he was the one who built this wall? If we don't know for sure that he built the wall and the other guy did not contribute, so why should we trust him? Maybe the other person did contribute. Maybe the other person built the wall. Like why should we trust the Toveya more than the Nitba? So here, Tosfos says, and it's really the same in the Rashba, it's just here, Tosfos al-Asar has the same idea. We know that one of them tried to get his friend to contribute. The Toveya tried to get his Shutuf to contribute. And he disagreed, and he refused. What does he mean? What's the Lashon Ein Mechayven Oso that's Mashma that he tried to get him to participate and he refused? Mechayven means to force him. Right? We're not going to force him. It sounds like someone is trying to force him. So ein lechayven also means that he's misarev. He's refusing to participate. There are edim that the tovea tried to get the shudder to participate and he didn't want to. Well, kachavi b'cheska shlo nasan, and that's why it's b'cheska shlo nasan. Since there are edim that he was tovea, not since there were edim that he was tovea him, so therefore it's b'cheska shlo nasan. Therefore it's b'cheska shlo nasan. That's why it's b'cheska shlo nasan atshiyavi rasha nasan. Yeah. So what's troubling Tosfos? Zok de Maram, it's the same kasha as we had before. That's the Rashba's kasha. The why should we trust the Tovea more than the Nitva? Maybe the other guy participated. Maybe he did contribute. This is the Maram over here on Tosfos. Mishum dekoshelo humai kamer becheska shlon asan ve'ech yachol letovo haya hanitba yachol lomer da aderava ani banisi levadi kol mashalom alam me'arba amos velo ata. Who says that the tover was the one who built more than dalan amos? Maybe this guy was the one who built the extra. The same kasha that we had before. Who says that the tover built the wall? Maybe the nitba was the one who built the wall. So he adds the next point of Tosfos. But the basic kasha is that why should we trust the Tovea? Maybe the other Shutav was the one who built the wall. It must be that there are Eidim that the Tovea demanded payment. Right? It must be that there are Eidim that the Tovea demanded payment. And the Nitba, the Shutav, did not want to pay. So because he doesn't want to pay, So now we know, right? Now we know that he didn't pay yet. So if he comes around and says that I did pay, let's say at a later time he comes around and says that he did pay, it's Becheska Shalom Nasan. It's Becheska Shalom Nasan. Why is it Becheska Shalom Nasan? Why don't we say, even though he denied it initially, he could be Becheska Shalom Nasan later? Is he Huchza Kafran because he denied it in front of Edom initially? Is he Huchza Kafran because he denied it in front of Edom and Ish? If he's Huchza Kafran, so then I get it. Then it's Becheska Shalom Nasan. But if he's not Huchza Kafran, so then why shouldn't he be Neman later? So what then? He was Misarev Metchila. But if he's not Huchza Kafran, so then he should be Neman later. What's the answer? This is not dependent on the Machlokas Rashba and Rashi that we had before. We had a Machlokas whether if someone brings Edom to force another individual to pay and he's Misarev and he doesn't want to pay, is he Huchza Kafra? The fact that he didn't want to pay Al-Pi Edom, is he automatically Huchza Kafra? So we said, according to Rashi, he is. Right? That's why it's Becheska Shalom Nasan. According to the Rashba, according to the Rosh, he's not. Right? He's not Huchza Kafra just because he's Misarev Al-Pi Bezdin. He's only Huchza Kafra if we know for sure that he lied. At the moment that he said that he paid, the Edom testified that he didn't pay. So there's a Machlokas whether we treat him as Huchza Kafran if there are Edim that say that the Tovea demanded payment and he didn't want to pay. So what's the situation over here? If you assume he's not Huchza Kafran, if you assume like the Rosh and the Rashba that he's not Huchza Kafran, so why is he Becheska Shalom Nasan? So what that he refused to pay initially? But later he can say, I agreed to pay. He's not Huchza Kafran, so why shouldn't he be Neman? What's the answer to that question? So Rashi is the answer. Zach?
It's not a known din.
Exactly. Gevaldik. Right? Rashi says over here, it's not a known din. He doesn't know. No one knows that Bezdin is going to be Mechayev him. Right? Just like the Gemara in Bava Mitzvah on Daf Yud Zayin wanted to say, by Chayev atalitein lo. So then he's not Huchza Kafran. He's not Huchza Kafran, says the Rosh, even if we know for sure that he's lying. He's not Huchza Kafran, even if we know for sure that he's lying, according to the Rosh. Why? Because Miyamad the Mechayev Ali Rabbanan. He doesn't think that the Rabbanan at the Bezdin is going to be Mechayev. They only said Chayev Atalitin Lo. That means that they gave a preliminary psak, but it's not Seitein Lo. So in such a case, even if he lies, he's not Huchza Kafran, according to the Rosh. So it's the same thing over here. Rashi comments, Becheska shalonasan in bar rishon v'tovo l'din lachash ezam becheskoslo l'koslo rishon v'amelot tein lichelkecha b'mash shehigbati v'ze omer nasati chelki eino neman ela be'edin she'ein mishpat zagoli lakol v'ad sheyichayvu bezdin eino osoy litein. Because it's not goli lakol, that l'malam idala amas is a chiyuv to pay. Now he might think that he gets a freebie. He's samach lakos lachas, so he'll take advantage of the other wall, but who says that he should have to pay? He doesn't think that the bezin is going to be mechayev him. So if he doesn't think that the bezin is going to be mechayev him, even if he did something that would have made him a huchsa kafran in normal cases, Rashi holds that if tovel b'fnei edim, he becomes a huchsa kafran. Right? Rashi says over here, it doesn't matter, even if he is huchsa kafran, right? You would think that he still should be neman over here, he still should be neman. Rashi says the reason why he's not Neman, right? The reason why he's not Neman is because he doesn't think that he's going to be Chayev. Right? So he doesn't think that he's going to be Chayev. Everyone would say that he's not going to be Neman, whether he's Hufsa Kafan or he's not Hufsa Kafan. It's interesting. According to Rashi, you don't even need that. According to Rashi, since he's Hufsa Kafan, so he's not going to be Neman anyway. Right? If he's Hufsa Kafan, if there were Edim that he was Toveh him and he didn't pay, so then he's Hufsa Kafan, there's no need to even add this point. According to the Rashba and Tosfos, it is necessary, because if you assume that he's not Huchsa Kafran, even if Edom are Tovei him to pay, right, so then why is it not Becheska Shenosan? So comes Rashi, come to Rishonim. Rashba says the same thing, that since he thinks Miyemad Mechayev Li Rabban, he doesn't think Bezin's going to be Mechayev him, so therefore it's Becheska Shenosan, because we assume that he didn't. Okay, this is the basic sugya. Comes Tosus and he adds another little point. The Ein Tzarach Lahamid B'Sha'as HaChazis. Tosus says the case is that there are Edim that he was Tovea him that he didn't want to pay, and that's why he's Becheska Shlo Nosan, because he says Miyema the Mechayv Li Rabbanan, even if he's not Hufsa Kafran, nevertheless he's not gonna be trusted to say that he paid, because we assume that he didn't pay. What's this talking about? So comes the Maran, and he says, well, Tosus is alluding to the fact that there's a simpler answer here. We want to figure out why is he Becheska Shlo Nosan, why should we trust the Toveya? The Tosus says, there must be Eden that he was Toveya. But says Tosus, maybe there's a different reason why the Toveya should be trusted, that he's the one who built the wall. Maybe he made a Chazis, maybe he made a sign. Right? Maybe he made a sign, as we discussed on Daf Dalet, a sign on the other side of the wall. Right, that we assume that the person can't be Mekale if he can't scrape off the sign because people are going to see it. Right, so he made a sign to demonstrate that he was the one who built the wall. So why don't we just say that? Maybe he made a chazis. If he made a chazis, then of course it's Becheska Shlo Nosan. Because this person built the wall, and the assumption is that the other person did not contribute until he actually brings aid that he did contribute. So what does Tosfos hold? Tosfos says you don't have to be Mamed B'Sha'as HaChazis. Zokta Maran, Tosfos was entertaining another possibility, but Tosus rejected that possibility. Why did he reject it? Why? Because what? Dafkabad, is that what the Maram says? The Mishnah, what Mishnah Kiva? The first Mishnah does talk about Chazis by Bika, but the question is, what's our Mishnah saying? Our Mishnah doesn't mention it, Morty, exactly. That's what the Maram says. I think, no? What does he say? Im lo shano mashari shairi shatove asa chazes bitzar echad lasimen shubana asa kedetani le'el gabi bika v'zedocha gzak the maram shlo nizka ze b'mishnah. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah dafei doesn't say anything about chazes. The kach perishu the ayrik yon diadin and the kodem chad v'ein sarg lahamad B'sha'as HaChazis. Tosfos entertains the possibility that maybe we're talking about that Asa Chazis. He says, Vein Tzarech Lahamid B'sha'as HaChazis. Why does he say that? It's just an easier thing to do. Why do you have to put into the Mishnah that they were Edom? It doesn't say in the Mishnah that they were Edom either. No, but Tosfos is assuming that if he made a Chazis, then it should say that, because the Mishnah on Daf Beis does mention Chazis. So if here we're talking about that B'sha'as HaChazis, then the Mishnah should have said B'sha'as HaChazis. So it's better not to be Mamed B'sha'as HaChazis, says Tosfos. Okay, this is the sugya. So there are two possibilities, two ways that we can explain Becheska Shlo Nosan: either that there are edim that he was tovea him to contribute to the wall and he didn't want to, Or b'shas achazes, Tosus rejects b'shas achazes because he thinks it's easier to say the first pshat. That's the way that the Maram explains Tosus. So comes the Beis Yosef and says, well, just one second. Is that really the pshat in Tosus? Is Tosus just saying that you know, from a textual standpoint, it's better not to establish the Mishnah b'tom achazes because the Mishnah doesn't talk about it? Or is there some kind of a lumdusha reason why we shouldn't establish the Mishnah to be talking about chazas? So this is the Beis Yosef in the packet. The second page. Hatosus kosu ha-mishnas kosu chodshah shenofam me'ab amas olamala ve'tzorach lahamim b'shasa chazas ve'ifshir kis shesovim ka'arav Rav Yosef ha-levi de'lo mahani chazas. Dr. Beis Yosef, if sure, maybe, Tosus holds like the Rimagash, that Chazis doesn't work. Chazis doesn't work where? Where, anyone? Where? In a Chatzar, exactly. Maybe Tosus holds like the Rimagash. That's why Tosus doesn't want to say that it's talking about a Chazis. Efshe de Karash Zviral Hu, the Chazis Mahani, Vahachiko Armi, Afilu Bishalos, the Chazis Mishkachas Lo. Or else, says the Beis Yosef, maybe Tosus holds like the Rosh, that really Chazis should work in a Chatzar. The Tosus is saying that you don't have to establish that he made a Chazis, because we could be talking about a different case. If we're talking about Aden, that there are Aden that he was Tover. You see that the Beis Yosef was grappling with this issue. He didn't know what Shitas Tosus. Does Tosus hold that Chazis works by Chazar? By Chatzar, or does Tosus say that Chazis doesn't work by Chazar? So we had a major machlokas about this. That's what he's alluding to. The Rosh, right? We saw the Rimagash inside. The Rosh quotes the Rimagash. The Rimagash says that Chazis does not work by Chatzim. Doesn't work by Chatzim. So the Rosh was troubled. This is the Rosh at the end of Simen Vav, right? The Rosh says, V'lo yedana mehechan isleid lo takinu rabbanan Chazis b'chatzim. Kevin the Simen Tovu. He doesn't know why the Rimagash says that Chazal, we're not misakin a chazis by chotzer, it's a simen tov. So if it's a simen tov, they should establish that it should work by chotzer too, not just by bika. Okay, normally it's not necessary, but if one person builds the kosel by himself, so then he should make a chazis. If he wants to come to Bezin to force the other guy, then he can do so. Of course he can force the other guy to build the wall. No one's debating that. But let's say he doesn't want to run to Bezin. Let's say he doesn't want to force the guy. You know, he wants a relationship with his shutuf, he doesn't want to sour that connection. So he doesn't want to force him, but he wants to build it himself. So he can make a chazis. Why shouldn't we say that the chazis should work by chazis, says the Rosh? It's a good simon. So we suggested, if you look at the Rimagash inside, he tells you why not. Right? Rimagash says this, and some of the Rishonim that have the Rimagash say this. Rimagash says that chazis doesn't work by chazis because since you can force the other guy to build a wall, so then Chazis is not a good raya b'chatzim. What's going to happen? You're going to come to Bezdin and say, I built the wall myself. V'haraya, you see that there's a Chazis. So Bezdin will say, no, since we know that you could force the other guy, so even though you might claim that, no, I didn't want to force him, but that's not such a good taina. Right? The fact that you can force the other guy, in most circumstances, in the overwhelming majority of circumstances, you will taka force the guy to come to Bezdin. So just despite the fact that you built a Chazis, that doesn't prove that you built a wall yourself. That's the Rimagash's svar. So this, the Rosh would have us believe that even if you really could force the guy, but if you put the chazis in, that's a simen tov, it should work in a chatzer. Zok the Rimagash, no, it can't work in a chatzer. Because since you can force the other guy to build a mechitza, that's the biggest raya. That's like a raya bruh, a non-sadi that you did that. A non-sadi, we are aidim that you didn't build the wall yourself because you can force the other guy to contribute. So the chazis is not going to work in the chatzin. Chazis is not going to work in the chatzin. So that's the question. What does Atosis hold? Beis Yosef as a suffix, what does Atosis hold? Does he hold like the Rimagash, the chazis taka doesn't work in the chatzin? And if chazis doesn't work in the chatzin, that's why he doesn't want to establish the case in our Mishnah that faith to be talking about a chazis. Well, no, maybe he really holds like the Rosh that chazis should work in the chatzin, but ain't Sarach Lahamid. Because he's just saying you don't have to. You don't have to, and it's better not to because it's not meduik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't have it. The Mishnah would have had it. So it's not that Meikar Adin Chazis wouldn't work in a Chatzah. Maybe Taka Tosis holds like the Resh Chazis would have worked in a Chatzah. It's just you don't have to establish the Mishnah that way because we don't really want to, because it's Dochuk to say that the Mishnah is going that way. Those are the two approaches within Tosis. Yes?
Can you say that over here that when you actually know that it's the Resh? Because since the case, we're only arguing about the case where it's higher than Dalai Amos. And his whole point is that the Rimi Yash is saying when they're...
We're going to get there. Excellent. Excellent point. So before we get there, we should note that there is one Rishon who says that we actually are talking about B'Shehemek Chazis. Right? B'Shehemek Chazis. And who is that? Rabbi Nutam. Right? The Shita Mekubetz is quoted to Rabbi Nutam, who says, no, the answer to the question that all the Rishonim are grappling with, why should it be B'Cheska Shalonos, and why should we trust the Toveya? That's because we're talking B'Shehemek Chazis. That's how the Shita Mekubetz learns against Tosfos. There's a pilpul, what does Tosfos hold? But the Shita quotes to Rabbi Nutam, who disagrees with the Tosfos. That's a different Pshat. Right? Where's the Shita? Becheska Shal Nasan Omer Rabbeinu Tam De Ovid Chazis Me Arba Amos Ulamala Shenika Shakoso Shalom Mishamachi Becheska Shal Nasan. We're talking that he made a Chazis. If he made a Chazis, so then it's Nika that the Koso is Shalom. So the other guy is Becheska Shal Nasan. The other guy is Becheska Shal Nasan. Rabbeinu Tam clearly seems to assume that a Chazis works. Is he assuming like the Rosh? Is the Rabbi Natam assuming like the Rosh that Chazis works by Chatzer? But Pshuto, if you read the Shita Mekubetzes, you get that impression. Rabbi Natam seems to be saying Chazis works by Chatzer. So he's nonplussed by the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention Chazis. He says, this is the Pasha Psha. What do you have to spin on your head to think of Edim? B'Shehem and Chazis. If you made a Chazis, so then that proves everything. So it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam holds that a Chazis works in a Chatzar. Comes the Nachlas David and the Chazan Ish, and they both say no, there's no Raya Bechla. Rabbeinu Tam is not talking about Chazis and Chatzar. I mean, he is talking about Chazis and Chatzar, but he's not talking about the classical case of Chazis and Chatzar. What's the Chilek? What are we saying? Nachlas David wants to suggest that all Rabbeinu Tam said is that a Chazis will work Lamala Midalad Amos. That's all he's talking about. He's talking about the second segment of the Mishnah. That's all he's discussing. Second segment of the Mishnah. Why does the Chazis work Lamala Midalad if it doesn't work Lamata Midalad? What do you think? Or it's a Pashat Svara. Right? We said that the Rimagash holds the Chazis doesn't work by Chazis. Why? If you hold Me'ikra, then it doesn't work by Chazis. What's the Svara? Because you can help me, right?
Because you can be Kofa.
The other individual to build the wall. So Chazis doesn't prove anything. Well, Chazis is going to prove that I built the wall myself? No, but there's a Raya Brua, Nansadi, that you would have forced him to contribute. Zokta Nachlas David, that Svar only applies Lamata Midalad Amos. Lamala Midalad Amos, you can't force the other guy. So if you can't force the other guy, it turns out that Chazis is a good Raya Lamala Midalad Amos, even in a Chatzim. Wherever you can't force the other guy to build a kosel b'shutvis, so then Chazis is a good raya. In a bika, since you can't force the other guy to build a kosel, right? B'makom shenagu shalo ligdar in a bika, you can't force the other guy to build a kosel, then Chazis does work. That's what the Mishnah says. In Ratz HaKonis Otoch Shalo, Bonavos HaChazis, that's because you can't force him to build a kosel. Zokta Rabbeinu Tam, Chazis can work in a chatzar as well. L'mala midal anamas. Maybe he's not making a statement about Chazis and a Chatzar in general. He's saying that Chazis works l'mala midalad amos, because there you can't force him to build. You can't force him to add to the world. You can only force him l'mata midalad amos. So Chazis will work in a Chatzar, Rabbi Natan says, but only l'mala midalad amos, because yes, if you can't force him, then Chazis taka is a good raya. So there's no proof Rabbi Natan would argue with the Rimagash completely and say the Chazis works in a Chatzah, Lamata Midal Amos. No, he's talking Lamala Midal Amos. It's not Maduik and Shita Mekubetzes, you don't really know. But Efshem and Kenzogin, Nachlas David wants to say, Rabbi Natam does not argue with the Rimagash outright. He says maybe Chazis Taka doesn't work in a Chatzah, but Lamala Midal Amos, since you can't force him to build Lamala Midal Amos, so therefore the Chazis is Taka going to work over there. And this is what Rabbi Nuyona suggests. Rabbeinu Yonah makes this chilek. Rabbeinu Yonah, right over here. I'm sorry, I'm on the Dalet and Beit. Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah makes this statement at the end of Dumaschal Olav Yadon. Where is this? Ola Biyadena Be'inyan Chazis. Ah, before the Mishnah on Delano Beis, at the very end, what is he saying? The Rimagash says that by Gina and Chatz, that you can force him to contribute to the wall, so then if he makes a Chazis, it's not going to work. Since they can force, there's a Chazaka that they built the wall together. Avol Rabbi Yona adds in Makosel Lamala Midalad Amos Hechozis Raya Lagova Kosel Midalad Amos Ulamala. But if the Kosel is taller than Dalad Amos, then the Chozis is a good Raya. Beferish, he says, right? The Chozis Lamata Midalad Amos is not going to work. The Rimagash is right, he says. But Lamala Midalad Amos, that's totally different. Then everyone would say the Chozis should work. Why? Because if the whole reason Lamata Midalad Amos the Chozis doesn't work is because you can force them to contribute to the wall. The Malami Dalamis can force them to contribute. So the Chazis is not a good raya that you built it yourself. So it turns out Rabbeinu Tam is not necessarily arguing. He could agree with the Rimagash fundamentally. The Chazis doesn't work in a Chatzar. He just might be saying that Lamalami Dalamis Chazis works because you can't force him to build the wall together with you. Okay, tomorrow we'll complete the sugya. We'll do the Ramban. The Ramban argues he has two very important points. So we'll just look at the Ramban, and then in Mitzvah Shem we'll go right into the next sugya. Okay, I just want to stop the Gemara here because we have a lot to talk about in Yoni Chanukah, halacha in Yoni Chanukah.